Hi, everybody. It's Motivation Monday, and it is Monday. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute.
And we are about to motivate your butt, but we are going to go in slow-mo because a lot of people, like, get the notification and then they got to hit
the
computer.
Yeah, we're letting you guys join.
They got to finish peeing, whatever they got to do. And get online right now. We want to know you're there. We want to see your props. We want to
say hey. Let us know you're here.
Let me know where you're from, because the furthest away from the studios today in Charlotte, North Carolina, went a free trip around the world for $9. Oh, wait. No, you get to go to Gloucester, New Jersey.
Oh, man.
But
oh,
on your own dime. Okay, so
this is Sell or Die.
It is Sell or Die. The 5-day-a-week Sell or Die. And we are so happy to be here. We can't stand it, right?
That's right. And some of you are joining us for the first time. So for those of you joining us for the first time, Sell or Die is a podcast for salespeople, business people, entrepreneurs, anyone who wants to make more sales and get personal development. We're your show.
Exactly. And we're doing it in Charlotte, North Carolina today because it is our home.
Yes.
And I want to make sure everybody understands that you have a home and you have a sales home. Because your sales home may be your office. What are you doing in your sales home that is better than your home?
Some people's home is an airplane or a car.
What is your environment for making the next sale? Is it encouraging when you get to work in the morning? Are you happy or I'm in the damn office where the coffee blows? If the coffee blows, bring your own coffee.
Do you know I have a new routine now? I choose my mug based on my feelings of the day. I'm going to start posting this on Instagram, Mugshot Monday.
Yeah.
And I thought of it this
morning. Ooh, that's good.
Mugshot Monday,
but
I like that.
I collect mugs. I love really good mugs.
Yeah.
And this one is actually in French, and it means if
the shoe fits, wear it.
It basically means turn your dreams into a reality.
Aha.
And it's motivational to me. So I like to choose, motivation. No mugs.
This morning when I went into the cupboard, the first mug I saw was, "Good morning, asshole."
I bought that one, too.
Motivation Mug Day.
I passed on that one.
Well, what's your mug? Oh, yours is a sales caffeine mug.
Yeah, I picked the sales caffeine mug. So I'm happy.
So we have this thing now where we read a 5-star review every episode. So thank you guys who are leaving us 5-star reviews on iTunes. We really appreciate it. Here's this week's 5-star review. It's from Rain Group.
Ooh, Rain Group is big.
Yeah. Great podcast, great information, great energy. Jeffrey and Jennifer cover relevant topics on how to make sales right now.
That is really good.
I love that. Thank you guys.
Here's a reminder. Every 5-star review at some point or another is going to get read on the show, so leave yours today on iTunes. Pretty pleased with sugar on it.
And, I know we keep asking you guys to leave reviews, but here's the thing. We want to get the best guests on this show.
And it boosts our ratings.
Well, it does boost our ratings, but we can get better guests and way better guests if our ratings come up in iTunes, and so we need your help because you guys want to hear great guests, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And so we're just asking you to help us. To help you.
And also, we should explain, we're not reading these on the air to brag on ourselves. We're really doing it in celebration of the people that really appreciate the show, because that's why we do this.
That's right. Hey, that's Doug, for those of you who can't see him.
He's our producer.
Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome.
And all this time, I thought we were bragging.
Wes Wyatt says, # Mugshot Monday is great. Thanks. I'm gonna do my first one today. We have a few people here we need to say hey to. So we have Wes. What's up? Dynamite Wes. We have Augusto, who likes our intro music. We like it, too. We start bopping to it. Mike Brooks is here. What's up, Mike Brooks?
Oh, Mike.
Jim Sellers.
Mr. Inside Sales.
Yep. Mike, you should look at our Facebook things, because someone actually wrote that your episode was their favorite episode.
Whoa.
Past week. And so I'll find it and send it to you. But I thought that was pretty major. It was a great episode. We have Zowie. Hey, Zowie. And we have a few other people. So everybody say hey.
We should introduce Zowie to Zoe.
Yes, Zoe is our dog.
All right, so here we go. Let us know that you made a sale last week. I want to know what the hell you guys are doing out there. You're listening to the show. The question is, are you calling people up and closing deals for anybody make a sale last week for more than $10,000? That's what I want to know.
Let us know. We want to celebrate you right here, right now. Pop it into the comments.
So I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. And
I'm Jen Gluckow.
And this morning we're going to talk about, what do you do when you don't think you should actually complete the sale that you could complete? In other words, the customer doesn't tell you no, you tell the customer no.
That's a big one. A lot of people are afraid to pass on a sale. They're afraid to say no to a customer.
Right, and you take the stupid sale you shouldn't have made, and that, well, here's what happens. 5% of your customers are 95% of your problems, and you shouldn't have taken that sale to begin with. So I don't want you to have any problems. That's what Motivation Monday is all about. Have no problems. So the person who beats your price down, that's a red flag right there. Because if they're beating your price down, what they're going to say is the next guy who comes along for 1 cent less, they're going to take it. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And cheap bastards are also a pain in the ass. They're going to call you up every 10 seconds and gripe about something.
Well, this is just funny. Mike Brooks said it's the wrong Mike Brooks.
Oh. Well, there you go, Mike.
So, Mike, cool name.
Yeah, exactly. So you're Mr. Outside Sales. No
Maybe
problem, Mike.
He he's the director of sales and marketing. I'm looking you up now.
For what?
For Audit Sales Presentation System.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, we apologize.
Could be a good sales manager spotlight.
It could be a sales manager spotlight.
Yes, maybe we'll have you on the show.
Send
other Mike
email.
Brooks.
Yeah. Send an email, sellordie@gittimer.com, and reintroduce yourself as the other Mike Brooks, and we'll get in touch with you.
But let's talk about passing on a sale because,
right.
You know, a lot of people, especially when you're starting a business, you want to take everything coming your way, everything.
Yep.
And there comes this point, whether you're a salesperson or a entrepreneur, where you have to say, that sale may not fit my mold. That sale is going to take up too much of my time, be too much of a pain, literally be a drain, and prevent me from making other sales. And you have to figure out if it's not good for you. And that's a hard thing to do.
I think that your gut will tell you one way or the other. I think you have to be sensitive enough about it. There's a conflicting issue. If you're working for a company and you have a quota, mm-hmm. or you have some kind of a sales plan, and this will help you hit that quote number, but you know the guy's going to be a crap customer, it's going to be a big pain in the ass, you have to sit with your sales manager and say, hey, what should we do? I would not unilaterally decide on it. I would try to bring somebody else into the mix.
Can we step back for a second and ask this question? When do you know that you're in a position where you can be a little bit more selective about the sales that you pursue?
Yeah,
thoroughly?
That's a real good question. I think for me personally, if sales are good, then you're going to be a little bit more selective. But you can't be arrogant about it. You have to be peaceful. You can't just say, no, you're not a good fit for us. You don't want to insult the other person. You just say, just be nice about it. Your language has to be reflective of, I'm not the best person to do this. Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, let me get...
Let me introduce you to someone who is, because you never know. They might be able to provide you with a ton of referrals if you treat them right.
You don't know who they live next door to.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you burn a bridge by saying no to somebody when, in fact, all you have to do is say, here's someone better than I am to handle this.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a really hard position to be in. I know when I started my business, I took anything and everything that came my way because I needed to bring in the money. And then I got offered this project that I realized was going to take about 6 months of my time, and the value wasn't there. They couldn't pay me what I thought I needed for those 6 months. And it would actually prevent me from making the money I needed in those 6 months. And at that moment, it was like a no-brainer. I can't take this opportunity.
Well, it was a brainer. There's no such thing as a no-brainer. A no-brainer means you're an idiot. A brainer means you made it an intellectual decision to not move forward.
A question that we get a lot is when to walk away from the heat of the sale when the prospect is taking, and you're giving. When to know when to say, okay, listen, we got to move forward here.
Think about it in your own head. If this guy's a royal pain in the ass.
Or girl.
If this person is a royal pain in the ass, and you can feel that it's not the right thing, just voice it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell them you need a date to decide on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you're allowed to say, I need to think about it.
Right,
there's
exactly.
No reason why you can't
say
that. It's like the best parenting technique on the planet.
Yeah. I want, my dad used to use it all the time. He referred to it as the negative sale. And he would talk about the fact that I may not be qualified to do this for you, or you may not be qualified to do this for me. And they go, what do you mean I'm not qualified? Well, you're not paying us enough money in advance. Well, we can give you all the money in advance. Just take it away from the person and see how bad they want it.
But the key is knowing your value.
That's one of the things. The other key is knowing what your time allocation resources are, so that you have an understanding that if this takes too much time and it precludes you from getting real sales or doing the things that you want to do or want to accomplish, you have to make that decision.
So have you guys ever turned down a sale? We have a bunch of you watching and listening right now, and we would love to hear from you about a sale you've passed on.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Have you ever passed on a sale? And most people don't. Most people take the shit sale and they live with the consequences.
Yeah, but all the highest performing people that, like, I've been studying, they know when to say no. And that's key. And everyone knows that that's key, but they're not necessarily practicing it, except when you look at the highest performing people out there, they are saying no. They're saying no to projects. They're saying no to meetings. They're saying no to multiple things that are going to take their energy and time away from more valuable things.
Okay. Can we go to another topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
the reason I want to go to another topic is this is
just
kind of a negative
one. For the
one.
Record, yeah. Mike Brooks passes on sales all the time. Well, it doesn't have to be negative. Well, that's why I'm saying, like, you have to know your value.
I understand that, but I'd like to end the show on how to get the sale and get it from the person who's the right profit and get it from the person who's the right deal. And that way you're going to leave here a little bit motivated rather than going out to punch somebody in the face with an order form.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And by the way, we have a question that was posted in our Facebook
group. Why don't we take
group.
The question in the middle and that creates a segue?
All right, let's do it.
Question.
So, we have a Facebook group now. It's the Sell or Die Hard, Sell or Die official group, something like that. We're going to put a link to it in the comments. But Mac Hampson in the group says, hey, Jennifer Gluckow, first off, wanted to say thank you for the shout out on your podcast with Jeffrey Gittimer. Well, now you have a second shout out. What's up? But I wanted to ask a question for you. Something that I heard on one of your recent podcasts was to set up a follow-up appointment with the customer after your initial meeting, meaning If you don't close them the first go around, which can be hard when selling a home standby generator for $10,000 to $13,000 installed, how would you present that request to the customer and in what form? In a follow-up phone call or an actual meeting? I just started to try this and have yet a chance to follow up with a potential customer as of yet. So I wanted to get your input if you felt like this was a good idea or if I should try something else, as it's hard to close when the customer wants to shop around, even though we have a price guarantee.
Two things. Number one, you probably haven't qualified the guy properly with a question. And the question would be, tell me about the last time your electricity went out. What happened? How long did it take to get back? Really dig the person in to where they're more interested in the generation process. That's number one. Number two, I'd want to know what are the most valuable pieces of electronic that could potentially get fried by that electricity outage. And then number three, I'm certainly going to find out that if they want to shop around, I think you should shop around for them first so that you have, like, here are my five biggest competitors. These are all the things that they do, that we don't do, that we do, that they don't do. And then turn the page around to them and say, are there any other questions? And that way, you're prepared to make the sale, even though they say they want to shop around. Most of the time when people say they want to shop around, it's because they think the price is too high. And if you show them that other people are charging about the same amount of money, but that your value is a little bit better and your service is a little bit better and your response is, you know, whatever the circumstances are, you need to have that research done in advance. Don't rely on the customer because you're toast if you do. And then the final thing is, do not leave without making an appointment. I don't care if your ass falls off.
I love that. I'm going to add one thing to that.
Okay.
make a list of five questions that if they are going to shop around, they need to ask their your competitors. So, for example, I get it that you're not ready to buy right now. Listen, here are the five things you need to care about when you're buying a generator, or if it's, you know, if you're in another industry, whatever it is. Here are the five most important things. Here's how we handle them. But when you're interviewing these other companies, make sure you ask these questions and explain and educate why those things are so important. A, that helps you become more of a trusted advisor because you're actually helping them understand what they even need to ask. But B, you should hopefully be winning on all of those 5 points, and you should know in advance that you win on all those 5 points and how, and then you set the date for them. Listen, once you gather that information, let's talk how's next Tuesday at 2 or whatever it is.
Don't make it a sales pitch. Just say, when that information is compiled, I'm going to make an appointment right now for about a week and a half out, mm-hmm. and I'm going to review these answers with you. If I think I'm the best candidate, I'll tell you. And if I don't think I'm the best candidate, I'll tell you that too. Is that
exactly.
fair enough?
Exactly.
Is that fair enough?
Exactly.
Is that fair enough?
Jeffrey loves that phrase.
And if you offer that information, what are the chances that prospect does go with another company, that relationship doesn't go well, and they come back and they go, wait a minute, they knew what they were talking about, maybe I go to them. I mean, have you ever had that happen to you where someone goes to the competition, they have a bad experience, and then they come back to you?
Oh, 100%. I had someone tell me I was price shopping for something once on the phone, and this lady literally said to me, I am so passionate about this product. I do not care if you buy it from me. These are the things you need to know before buying. And I was like, oh my God, I'll buy it from you.
Right. So the challenge, diehards, is to make certain that you are prepared when someone says, I got to shop around, that you are prepared with comparisons, that you are prepared with questions, mm-hmm. so that you'll have and have them write the answers down, and then you set a meeting.
Right, and you're prepared with your calendar.
Bingo.
To set that appointment. All right, so we have some comments here. We have Debbie Rodriguez who says, been years, Jeff. My motto, only work with people I like. Stressless. Yeah. I love that.
Exactly.
Chris says he's had to fire clients after they started working with them. They must have been real pains in the asses. Zoe, who is actually pronounced Zoe, who should meet our Zoe, says, I am in kicking my own ass mode. I was doing amazing a year ago, then was blaming everything in my life when it started failing. But today I woke up and decided to acknowledge it's me. That's the first step, Zoe. That's awesome. And that has stopped doing and following Jeffrey's awesome tips and advice. So I'm back and I want to make the changes to build the business and life I want. Well, you are on the right show for Motivation Monday. Today is the day to make that change. Go, Zoe.
So that's where we're at the moment. We should, what's happening this week? We're now a 5-day-a-weeker.
We are a 5-day-a-week. We have Majid here, who I went to college with. What's up, Majid? How's Canada? We have Meredith, who joins sometimes, and she's here. What's up? Nice to see you. This is 5 days a week is pretty fun. We have
got
some
the
good
great
episodes
Daniel Disney
coming up
tomorrow. Correct?
Oh yeah, not like of the Disney world.
No,
but
no relation
of the sales world
to CBS or any of their affiliates.
So we have Daniel Disney tomorrow, and then on Wednesday we have a Sell or Die Extra about sales development reps, and
cool.
on Thursday it's game time with Sam Cayucci.
Ooh. Love Sam Cayucci.
I love Sam Cayucci.
He's a Jersey guy who likes the Eagles.
Friday is now our best of day.
Oh, yeah.
It's in case you missed it. So because we go 5 days a week, not everyone has the ability to listen every day.
Right. Yeah.
So if you miss a show, don't worry.
You don't have the ability to listen to us every day.
Well, sometimes things get in the way. We hope that everyone listens every day. But if you don't, it's okay, because now we have these Friday shows with the best of the best, with links to the full episodes.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, we're totally excited about being 5 days a week. We're totally grateful to you and for you, diehards, who have supported the show so well over an extended period of time. And we are looking forward to making this the premier sales and personal development show on any media, let alone a podcast. This is a must listen to, because we're going to be presenting things to you that'll blow your doors off and fill your wallets.
That's right.
And can we make a vulnerable admission on this show?
Okay, let's do it, Doug. What are you admitting?
Hold on. Each one of us has to make a vulnerable.
No, I have a vulnerable admission to make on this show.
I was just going to talk about I don't like sour cream, but go ahead.
So,
I hate sour cream.
Yeah, I don't even like people that like sour cream, but go ahead.
So we were doing an interview last week, and the person that we were interviewing was telling us that in the pre-interview was telling us that going to 5 days a week can sometimes cause your listener numbers to go down.
Yes, he said that.
Yeah.
I know.
So we're a little concerned about that. So we have to encourage everyone out there listening right now
to prove you're on Jeffrey and Jen overload.
Prove that wrong. Prove that wrong. Listen to us every day, because we've got some short episodes, we've got some long episodes, but ultimately we are providing value to get your day started off in the right direction.
That's right. By the way, Ken Walls is in the house, and for the record, he loves sour cream.
Thanks, Ken. Yeah, I don't like
anything. We won't have any at our house.
For some reason, I just don't like anything with the word sour in it, unless it also has the word sweet in it.
It's a consistency thing for me.
So I'll go for sweet and sour chicken, but I'm not going to go for sour chicken. You know what I mean?
Wes is predicting our numbers will go up. That's why you're so dynamite, Wes.
Yeah, thank you, Wes.
We have the best listeners in the world. That's why I'm not that concerned about it.
Yeah. You guys proved these people wrong. I'm going to call that bastard up on the telephone and go, check these numbers out, dude. Send him a link. And
All of our friends are here. Rachel's here. What's up, Rachel? This is freaking awesome. I love Motivation Mondays.
Yeah, me too.
So in our Facebook group, we did this poll finding out when you guys would prefer our next private live in the Facebook group. And I think the answer was Friday. So we're going to be going live.
3 o'clock in the morning was a little tacky, but we went with it.
I think we're going to be going live again in our Facebook group, the Sell or Die official Facebook group, on Friday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, so look for that in a neighborhood theater near you.
Yeah. And we have some questions here that we won't be able to answer today, but we're going to pull them. Melissa, we will answer your question on next week's Motivation Monday. And also, Augusto, we will answer your question as well.
Cool. So this is Sell or Die, by the way, for those of you who may not know what it is. We're the greatest sales and personal development podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm challenging you to get out there today and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Ciao.